You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Marlins spring training rolls along in Jupiter, Florida. I'm Tim McMaster, joined by Joe Frisaro, our MLB.com Marlins reporter, as always here on the podcast. And Joe, you have an article this week about five sleeper candidates for the Marlins roster. I want to get into that a little bit. There was some fun this week with D. Gordon and Justin Bour as well. But let's start with Martin Prado and kind of, you know, news of the day or of the week, I guess, as he continues to try to come back from that hamstring injury. And it sounds like the Marlins are taking the cautious approach. No rush. We need this guy for the whole season, and hamstrings always tend to be tricky.
Yeah, I mean, they were dealing with that with A.J. Ellis, but that's a catcher who still isn't back in games, and he got hurt at the end of February. So you just never know. You know, Martin got he pulled up at the World Baseball Classic playing for Venezuela, and he came back. The MRI was very encouraging. A grade one strain, which is the best news you could get for a hamstring, but the best news for a hamstring still could be a month. So, you know, I think best case scenario would be he's going to start the year in the DL. There's no doubt about that. They opened on the road with six, starting off at Washington, then New York. It's going to be cold there anyway, so, you know, playing in that weather wasn't, you know, giving a chance that. Best case scenario would be the first homestand. If that's not the case, I still think they're optimistic by the mid to late April. So obviously that creates some openings, but I can tell you this much, the Marlins are not actively out there, you know, seeking a regular third baseman because they feel Derek Dietrich can handle that, you know, mostly and frightening the pitching. They've got Miguel Rojas to protect themselves as well. Now, if for whatever reason, by the end of camp, and Don Mattingly has said that, they still have a much better indication, you know, a week from now as they're kind of getting approaching breaking camp, if they'll be, you know, more towards the middle of April compared to, you know, May or perhaps even, you know, worse.
Derek Dietrich did such a great job filling in last year for D. Gordon at second base when he went on his suspension. How good a third baseman is Dietrich to fill in for Prado?
Well, it's not his natural position. You know, more of a second base was more of what he, you know, he broke in and started playing like in 13 when he joined the Marlins. But, you know, he was solid. I mean, in today's game against the Astros, he had a lot of balls into him early. You know, not the defender that Martin is, but, you know, I think, you know, all they ask is, you know, make the plays you should make. You know, that's what they're asking. And I would also think if they got leads or whatever, they could, you know, maybe defensive substitute late in the game, you know, with Miguel Rojas there. But, you know, they're already playing on the short bench, so they may have to even go with Derek, you know, in the ninth inning, you know, if, you know, Martin's not there, depending on other positions that they, how they fill out that roster. So he's going to have to play. I know that, you know, he's getting a crash course. You know, Derek just can't, for the most part, before Martin's injury, taking grounders at second, taking some at first, playing at third, going out to left field. Now I think they're kind of giving him a little extra work and kind of trying to run him out there day after day at third base, even letting him face left-handed pitching before left-handed hitter, of course.
Seems like the Marlins have gotten a look, at least, of the future at the hot corner this spring as well, Joe. And you have a story about Brian Anderson and how impressive he's been. He's the club's number three prospect, not on the 40-man roster right now, so no chance he's going to make the team out of spring training or anything like that. But maybe is he closer to the majors than maybe the Marlins thought he was before seeing him this spring?
So people, you know, if you're following the podcast and the website, you know, Brian Anderson really opened eyes in the Arizona Fall League. You know, and it's just kind of carried over. You know, as you know, he is not in the 40-man roster. There's no rush to get him here. He's a little bit like Dylan Peters, the pitcher, in that boat in the fact that, hey, look, he's showing promise. And when you look at prospects that could help the Marlins, perhaps later in 17 or going into 18, Brian Anderson's a guy that's, you know, kind of jumping at you right now, hitting the ball very well. You know, getting a lot of opportunity. I imagine he'll be sent down at some point. Well, like, you know, pretty safe that Don Mattingly basically said as much. You know, they're not looking to get him, you know, in the service time going and anything that would stunt his development, you know, as he progresses. You know, he's made big, big strides from, you know, right after they drafted him. Like I said, the fall league was really good. You know, and, you know, probably I would think go to AA and get his work there. Much like Dylan Peters, but he is a guy, if you're a Marlins fan, keep on your radar and see, how he tracks. Because, he could be the third baseman of the future, Prado signed for 3 years. So, we'll see what happens there. But Brian Anderson's a guy that I wouldn't be surprised if he hits the big leagues in 17, but it would be later in the year.
The Marlins bullpen has the potential to be very good for 2017. The one thing that needs to be sorted out, I guess, still is who's going to be those multiple inning guys down there in the bullpen. And there are candidates. You have a story, Joe, about Nick Whitgren and Brian Ellington and Hunter Cervenko. All three of those guys can't make this bullpen, right? It's a situation where maybe two of them?
Possibly, maybe even one.
Okay.
Because it's, Jeff Rock is the guy that could have filled that long relief role, and Jose Urania, I got him as the other one. But, Rock's been open on the DL as well. He's been hurt all camp. So you're kind of looking at, what do? Do you go with a Justin Nicolino, who's been a starter as a multi-inning guy? Mattingly's made it clear they're not looking for specialists. And Hunter Cervenka is a left-hander, more of your traditional go get him for one inning or go get that lefty. Guy, and he fits well, but they're going to need more than just a go get Daniel Murphy or Bryce Harper. They're going to need him to go multiple innings, purely by how this bullpen is shaping up. I mean, the design is to carry eight, and at least five of those are going to have to be long inning guys, because if starters falter for whatever reason, they're going to need guys to pick up the slack. Even if Cervenka's out for pitching, let's say Whitman, and I'm not saying he is or isn't, he's got to, show that. The same thing with Nick Whitman. He's got to show he can go multiple. And those who have been following the box scores or the games in spring training, they're going to kind of find some interesting little, signs that they get in those box scores. By when you see guys who may profile down their line in their future as one-inning guys, maybe, really good setup and potential closer types are going to be asked to go multiple innings. It's almost the path that A.J. Ramos took, when he kind of went multiple inning until he kind of settled into a setup and now the closer. So those guys are all competing, and, key will be their ability to pitch effectively in more than one inning, and can they also have to bounce back and, not be, shut down for 7 days. As they recover, they're going to have to kind of show the ability to bounce back and go when necessary.
Nicolino and Cervenko are also in your top five sleeper candidates for the Marlins roster. The other guys, and there are a couple infielders, Matt Jengel and Tyler Moore. Is their chance of making this roster based solely on the fact that Martin Prado isn't going to be ready to go opening day?
Oh, that's a possibility. I mean, he has an out clause, Tyler Moore. He's an on-roster invitee. It's going well for himself. He can play first base. He can play a little left field. A guy who I really think has a really strong chance of making this club, though, is switching catcher Tomas Tellez. Last year we referred to him as Tellez. I think he's told the PR department that the pronunciation is Tellez, so that's how we're going to refer to him. Tellez has played a little bit of first base in New Orleans last year. More of a hitting catcher, still needs to work on the whole aspect of receiving. But think about it. You got A.J. Ellis, who has yet to catch in a five-footly game since, I think, game two. He was in that game, I believe. So he'll get some games here, but, they anticipate A.J. being ready. But if you carry that third catcher, you kind of protect Ellis in case something happens there. And you also, can free up J.T. Romito, the starting catcher, to go play a little bit of first base, and you're still covered behind the plate. So don't be surprised. You kind of alluded to, my sleepers, and I wouldn't be shocked if he has the advantage to be that, that fourth position player. Now it would be something that Prado's going on the DL. So I'm looking at a bench of Rojas, Ichiro, A.J. Ellis, and very good chance to come up tell us.
All right, I wanted to wrap things up with a fun story from spring training, and that was Justin Bour and D. Gordon deciding to trade uniforms. And I don't mean they wore each other's numbers, Joe. And I know you were there taking some pictures. They actually wore each other's uniforms, and if you don't know those guys by sight, D. Gordon, 5'11", 170 pounds. Justin Bour, 6'3", 265. They don't exactly fit, and this seemed like it was a more painful exercise for Boer than for Gordon. It's one thing to be, you know, running around in a uniform that's a little too big, but a little trickier on a uniform that's too small.
Yeah, it's you never know what you expect when you wake up and come through a spring training site, and you know, guys are getting a little, I think, it's crazy as well, the deeper you get in camp. And those guys have a very tight friendship, and as tight as the Boer's uniform was on his Boer's uniform was on Boer's body today. And I think, you know, the story at least they told us publicly was he wanted to stretch his pants out. So I somehow it evolved to, well, let me wear them out during, you know, warm-ups and stretch. And so they're like, why not go all the way? You know, so Boer wasn't in the lineup today, which is good, and Gordon, but they, it was quite a sight. You know, they're taking BP. One looked like, you know, a little kid wearing, sweatshirt. And the other one, you know, looked like, you know, somebody that didn't have a little coat type of scenario. And so, a little levity. They kind of had fun with it. And Dee did not play in the game, let's make that clear, with, you know, Justin Boer's uniform on. But at least during warm-ups, they gave us kind of occupied for a couple of hours.
We've certainly reached the point in spring training where it has become a grind for all these players, and a little levity definitely helps you get through to opening day. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Marlins edition. For Joe Fusaro, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.